We're going to be talking about how the pandemic had affected education with Mr. Quinn, the history teacher at Troy Prep. First question is, why did you start history?
So actually, my dad, Caitlin is laughing at me. My dad was a social studies teacher. And when I was in school, I thought that there was nothing that I wanted to do less than teach history, because I thought it was, I don't know, I just didn't want to do the same thing he did. But then I went to college and I liked history and I was taking history classes. And then when you go home from college and you're on break, you need money. And one of the ways that you could make money for just a month over winter break is substitute teaching. And I started doing it and I ended up really liking it and kind of completely changing what I was going to college for. And so that's kind of how I ended up teaching history.
How long did it take you to become a teacher, and when did you start teaching?
So I went to college for 4 years and I got a degree in history. And then I went for another year and a half to get my master's degree. And included in that time, I did like student teaching and kind of like education classes. And then it actually took me a little bit to actually find a teaching job. But before I worked at Troy Prep, I actually taught at another school for 3 years. It was about an hour away from here, and it was called Jefferson, and it's out kind of near Oneonta. So that was the first place I started teaching.
Why is it important that students learn about world history? Why is it important, especially during the pandemic?
Oh, man. So I think it's important because I think we live in a world today where you can pick up your phone and you can just call, text, or even like FaceTime someone who is literally on the other side of the world at a moment's notice. So I think it's really important that we have a good idea of who some of these other people in the world are and what their backgrounds are, and just know about how the world got to where it is today. And then I think it's especially important during the pandemic, because at least for the 10th graders I teach, a good amount of what we teach talks about making connections between people and people moving around the world. And so I think it's just really relevant, especially as we move into talking about the pandemic, just making sure we understand just how connected the world is today and how there's many good things that come about because of that, but also just a lot of negative things as well.
What have you had to change about your teaching style because of remote or hybrid learning?
That's a good question. I think it's been tough to teach online, because I think one of the things I like about teaching is getting to know the people that I teach. And I think that's really hard to do on remote learning, just because, I mean, we see it right now. Like, even though Talise is here and he's participating, it's hard when we have technology issues. So it's just hard to get to know people at the same level that you could if you're there in person.
What is the hardest part about teaching online, and any benefits?
I think the hardest part is kind of similar to what I just said, like getting to know people. Like, you guys are 9th graders who I am teaching for the first time this year. And there's some other 9th graders who are just remote learning this year. And some of them, I don't even know what they look like, because every time they come on, they either have camera problems or something happens. So it's just really hard to get to know people and reach out to them and give them like the feedback that they need to improve in their education. And then in terms of the benefits, it's pretty nice when you get to wake up just a few minutes before class and teach when you're wearing sweatpants. That's not a bad thing. But I think also some of the benefits maybe is that a lot of the students now, I think, feel a lot more comfortable using computers when maybe that wasn't the case before. So I think that's always helpful.
Where do you see yourself in at least 5 years?
Well, Talise and Caitlin know this, but my wife and I had a baby back in August, so she's about to be 8 months old. So I guess in 5 years, I will be picking her up and driving her to a bunch of different things, I'm assuming. And maybe even other children as well, although I don't know if I'm ready for that at the moment. And then I think I'm probably still going to be teaching. I really enjoy it most of the time. And I feel like I just want to be better at it then. I feel like I want to get better at it every single year. So hopefully I'm just continuing to improve and help people learn history and value and understand why it's important.
Do you expect your daughter to learn history or teach history?
I don't know if I expect her to teach history, but I don't think she's going to have much of a choice in terms of having to be like exposed to it, because I know when I was growing up, my dad was like, oh, April break's coming up. We're going on vacation. Let's go to Gettysburg and look at a Civil War battlefield. So I think my daughter will probably have to be exposed to many of the same things, but she does not have to teach history if she does not want to. And it's kind of hard to tell at the moment if she'll have any interest in it, because right now, all she really cares about is grabbing her feet and rolling around on the ground.
What do you think school is going to look like next year? And also, do you think that your daughter is going to have to experience remote learning at any point in her life?
I feel like I'll answer the second part first. I feel like at some point, I feel like she will, just because and we've been doing it for a year now, and so many places I feel like have gotten better at it, that even though it isn't ideal, I feel like going forward, whether it's in like high school or even college, there are gonna be more remote options, just because we've kind of seen how it works and some of the successes and failures of it. So I feel like some places will use that, hopefully just kind of as a supplement in addition to in classroom learning, as opposed to just replacing it altogether. But then for what school will look like next year, I don't know. I hope to see everyone back in person, because I know for me, it just makes it a lot easier, but I kind of have a feeling that there will still be some kind of, I don't know if remote aspect is the right word, but maybe like an increased use of technology to be able to do work even when we're not necessarily all together.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn.
Of course, Caitlin. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Talise. I'll see you in about 30 seconds. Bye.